AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Investigators looking into last week's Amtrak derailment are sorting through conflicting information about whether an object hit the train's windshield before the crash. National Transportation Safety Board member Robert Sumwalt.
I'd like to downplay that part of it. I've seen the fracture pattern. It looks like something about the size of a grapefruit, if you will, and it did not even penetrate the entire windshield.
Sumwalt on CBS's Face the Nation. An assistant conductor reported hearing the Amtrak engineer talking with a regional engineer saying that both trains had been hit by flying objects, but Sumwalt says the regional engineer recalls no such conversation, and there's no record of the Amtrak engineer telling the dispatch center something had hit the train. A flash weekend raid by U.S. Special Forces killed an Islamic State commander in Syria, though at least one expert is questioning whether he was the intended target.
It could have really basically gone very badly.
Terror expert Fawaz Jurgis says this was a risky raid just to catch a guy like Abu Sayyaf.
There is more to the operation than just killing one mid-level commander within ISIS, because this was a high-risk operation.
But former CIA acting director Mike Morrell says
taking him off the battlefield, very important.
He told ABC's This Week.
Those computers, that information we got, it's going to help us understand the organization better, unravel it.
I'm Rita Foley.
An area stretching from Texas to Minnesota could be in store for more storms today. Here's Prediction Center meteorologist Greg Dial.
Mainly poses a threat for, you know, isolated damaging wind and some hail. A few tornadoes, but we're not expecting as, you know, widespread of an event as we had yesterday.
Yesterday, about 30 tornadoes were reported throughout the plains. This is AP Radio News. The leader of Israel's settlement movement has died, leaving behind a controversial legacy.
It was Passover Eve, just after the war in which Israel reclaimed the West Bank. Rabbi Moshe Levinger and his followers stayed the night in a West Bank hotel, posing as tourists, revealing the following day they would reestablish a Jewish community near a Jewish and Muslim holy site in Hebron. More than 500,000 Jews live in settlements now, an issue the Palestinians call the greatest obstacle to peace.
That's correspondent Kyle McKinnon. An airport official says a Delta flight heading for Atlanta has made an emergency landing in Los Angeles. A spokesman for LA International Airport says Flight 1471A reported possible mechanical problems just after takeoff this morning and returned to the airport. Lucky break for people gathered around a marathon in Denver this morning. A car narrowly missed them as it slammed through a barricade after hitting several cars and a building. I'm Violet Ekonomova. AP Radio News.